What's up, everybody, and welcome to another episode of the TDM Show. This is a show where we, you know, sometimes have fun, talk about video games. There's usually more than just the two of us, but hey, we're going to make it work this week. Right, Matt? What's up?
Oh, we always make it work, Greg. It's just a matter of how mighty the army. Because it's not the size of the dog in the fight. It's the size of the fight in the dog.
Yeah. Size of the dog also depends on size of the crowd, too. So this might be a big one, might be a little one. We'll see how it goes. You never know. Never know. But anyway, Matt, how you been, man? It's been a couple weeks.
Yeah, pretty good. I feel like there's been a lot being played. Like, honestly, I haven't been playing as much Hogwarts, but I've been playing more Pokemon. And we'll talk a little bit more about that, seeing as Pokemon Day happened last week. Because there were some new raids that came out, and I easily just like jumped in swift through them, picked them up, and now I'm just kind of waiting for the next event that's going to go on, which I think is a 7-star raid that they didn't announce at Pokemon Day, that they announced shortly afterwards. So super excited for that. Yeah. Other than that, oh, I also started watching this show that is, like, I don't know how to explain it. I love this phenomenon in modern media where they take shows that are primarily for kids, and one way or another, they just put on this added value that just makes it, that makes it just as enjoyable for adults. So, like, there's the whole Bluey phenomenon, right? People could make the case that it's an adult show that kids can also enjoy. I found this show called Lego Monkey Kid. Are you familiar?
No.
It's on Prime Video. It's on Prime Video, and it actually has kind of a star-studded cast in terms of voice acting, but the animation goes crazy. I watched like the first part, which is like 45 minutes, but there's 3 seasons out. And it's literally all of like, it's animated Legos, not quite Ninjago. It's more 2D-esque than that. But like the freeze frames and like the smear frames and like the action that is in it goes so hard. It honestly could rival Dragon Ball Z levels of animation. And that is insane to me. So I've been enjoying that.
Okay. I've been playing a lot of Hogwarts. Like, I don't know how, have you gotten the ability to catch animals yet?
Yes.
That's all I did.
You unlocked, and then all of a sudden you're just like, I'm going to find all the dens. And then
I got 2 hippogriffs. I got, what's the flying death creature? Theralis?
Yeah.
Thrassel? Something like that. I got one of those. I got a unicorn, and then I got a bunch of little whatevers. But yeah, like, I would fly around and be like, oh, I'm going to a mission. Ooh, there's a paw. That means there's a beast there. What can I catch? Mm. And then I just get sidetracked. Never make it to what I'm supposed to do. Mm. So, getting upper 20s and level on that one. It's not bad. And then I watched almost all of last week's episode of The Last of Us.
Mm-hmm. And this week was episode 9, right? Because there's one more episode left.
Yep, this week was a penultimate one. Have not gotten there yet. Yeah, I just, it was good. It was a great episode, but I knew it was going to happen, and it's done so well that I didn't want it to happen.
Mm.
Does that make sense?
Yeah.
And like,
yeah,
the whole time I'm watching it, and I'm like, I don't want to watch this right now. I like, it's not that I don't want to watch the show. I just don't want to watch this happen.
You just want to, is it more of like you want to preserve the moment of just like being able to experience it? Yeah. Yeah.
Are you watching it?
Not yet.
So this week's, that week's episode was Ellie's trauma episode where it gives her backstory.
Mm-hmm.
And I didn't want her to have to go through that.
Yeah.
Yeah, it sucks. Mm-hmm. But great. It's phenomenal.
Yeah. honestly, from everything I've been seeing, what's her, Bella Ramsey? Is that the actress?
Uh-huh.
From what she's been doing phenomenally from what it sounds like. And people are really excited for like where she's going to be going in the rest of her acting career.
Well, she starred in Game of Thrones.
Really?
Yeah. She was in the later seasons of Game of Thrones as a child, Lord S or whatever they were.
Duchess.
Yeah. Something like that. So, but anyway, let's talk video games.
Like we always do.
Let's talk about the free video games you get when you pay for stuff.
Mm.
So those got announced for the month of March. So do you want to go with the bad or the ugly?
Let's go with the ugly first.
God damn it, Xbox. They're just like, it's so bad. Trooperbrook. Trooperbrook. Now, I want to start doing this for the Xbox games at least, and start giving like a little synopsis of them, the little snippets they get.
Mm-hmm.
A thrilling mystery sci-fi adventure game. Enjoy an adventurous vacation in a 1960s parallel universe. A sci-fi mystery adventure game with handmade scenery. Like, I'm already bored.
Yep.
Sounds pretty. But you have the two the little dots over the U. I'm not buying it. I'm not here. Sudden Strike 4, The Complete Collection. I'm confused. Is this Sudden Strike 1, 2, and 3 re-released as 4 in The Complete Collection? Or is this like, one of those games that has expansions altogether? Anyway, the fiercest battles of Southeast Asian campaign like never before, as the Pacific War throws you right into the conflict between the Allied forces of the Imperial Japanese Army, features Sudden Strike 4, Complete Collection. I'm confused here. Features Sudden Strike 4, Complete Collection. That's really confusing sense. Offers realistic, real-time strategy gameplay with tactical depth and historical setting across the level. It's because it says features and it has a little semicolon and then Sudden Strike 4, mm-hmm. little semicolon, and you're like, what's happening?
Yeah.
We could do this? I thought, hold on. Yeah. All right. So cool. I guess you fly planes and blow stuff up. And then Lamentum. Guide Victor Hartwell, a young aristocrat on a desperate journey to cure the deadly disease that afflicts his beloved wife, Alyssa. Their last hope resides in the darkened halls of Growmill Hill Mansion, whose Earl has uncovered ancient secrets and forgotten sciences. He claims he can heal Alyssa, but at what price? Check it out. Find out the price.
Mm.
Yeah, so have fun with that.
You weren't kidding when you said ugly.
Yeah. Let's go with the bad. So on PlayStation, you get Code Vein. It's not a bad game. Mm-hmm. It's not my style of game. That's why I call it a bad one. You get Minecraft Dungeons. Cool. I ain't got to pay for that. Dope. You get Battlefield 2042. Bro, I don't want this game.
Mm-mm.
You can't pay me to play this game.
Nope.
No. What are they trying to do? Get more players playing because everybody else is stuck in lobbies waiting all the time?
You know, just
queued up for days?
You know who you could pay to play this game? Xbox fans, because they need them.
Bro. That was good. That was going right there. Oh, no. They do need the games. Battlefield 2042 is like three steps above what they got. So, yeah, those are your free games of the month with stuff when you pay for stuff.
I mean, I feel like it's that time of year. We're kind of in... They do this like this weird thing where we're in the waiting game for a lot of those drops that are going to start happening, especially around like the, I don't even know what you call it, like game shows season, like midsummer. And then there's just like a slew of
dice.
Yeah. There's like a slew of, oh, hey, I'm going to go visit family, but I didn't get them any gifts. So I'm just going to like rummage around in my bag for what's left in there. Give it
to them. That's what the Pokemon Direct was.
Hey, listen, could it have been better? Yes. But like, honestly, I was okay with what we got.
I wish it had been a tweet. I would, cause like, I can't get hyped for a tweet. Like, it just, it's there. Like, it had just been consecutive, you know, tweets for each individual.
Cool, okay. You know what? Let's just go ahead and jump into it. Let's just talk about it. And if you guys remember a few, like our last episode coming into this, we talked about how there was, the air quote leak of like what's going to be for the direct. Let's just say 85% of that was wrong, like it always is, right? But it's always,
and the other 15 was misguided. Like, right. It was just
right. There was absolutely no mystery dungeon. The pairs that they got for like the Masters EX stuff was wrong. But we did get a look at some fun stuff, and they did end up talking about Scarlet and Violet, but we'll get to that later. They did talk about the World Championships, which is going to be hosted in Japan for the first time in TCG history, I believe.
Yeah, I skipped over.
You said what?
I skipped over that. Well, I watched it later, like,
well, and it's interesting because, like, normally I wouldn't, that wouldn't appeal to me, but because of, like, our friend Ricky, who does the Pokemon TCG, and I actually went with him to a regional playoff down in Dallas, I believe. Like, now it's just like, oh, that's actually kind of intriguing. And the fact that it's going to Yokohama is really cool. And I really do, like, also, for those of you who don't know, like, I work in creativity and marketing, so I really love the branding for all of this also. So that, but that's just, like, a different aside. But everything about it is, like, so fun. And they also talked about how there's going to be the new series. Now, they didn't show anything on Pokemon Day, but a couple of days later, like later in the week, we did get a full trailer of what this new Pokemon series is going to be, that is moving away from Ash and Pikachu, which now follows Leeka and I forget the other character's name. And you also get to see the new professor. Honestly, and the coolest part, I think, hands down, of all of this, was the OG trading card collection that they had in, like, the briefcase. And you had, like, all of the OG, like, TCG art.
I need it.
For, like, the Charizard, for Venusaur, for Pikachu, for Professor Oak. And I was like, oh, my gosh. I was like, this is running a bag. And they're going to sell out so fast. I need so it. Fast.
Pump it in my veins.
Oh, I love it so much.
This is where the direct peaked.
Honestly,
that was,
and I would probably agree. Like, this was like the penultimate like hype of it. We did also get some stuff concerning Pokemon Go, like seeing that Goldango is going to be now in Pokemon Go, because people have been kept collecting Gimme Ghoul coins anyways, but now you're officially able to like level up to have it in game. Now, Masters
and let's talk about how they're adding Executor. The low-end version is going to be the stupid Pokemon of the month. Executor is the Pokemon of always. That damn stupid Pokemon is everywhere in that freaking game. Don't give it a day, a month, or whatever. Burn it like the tree it is. Leave it alone. Carry on.
Oh, I love it so much. And yeah, I doesn't make sense to me. And I haven't played Pokemon Go in a hot minute, so love that for you guys. Couldn't be me. they also have some new pairs for Masters EX, which I believe ended up being, I think it's Gold, Silver, and not Crystal, someone else, because they have the Hisuian forms. I want to say, I might be misremembering that.
Sounds right. And I don't know. This part's a little fuzzy for me because I started watching it at one point. I can't remember where in the direct. I think I caught the tail end of it live. Mm-hmm. And so I went and I Googled where the new one was, but I think I'd seen part of this because I remember them talking about their, what, 3-year anniversary?
Mm-hmm.
So I was watching this and cut to the end, or I missed part of it because of something, so I had to come back and watch it. I Google searched it and accidentally pulled up last year's and watched about 10 minutes of last year before I realized... Matt, I got to the point where they announced the new ones. They were about to announce the new ones, and I was like, bro, wait, what? Because it was the same direct.
Really?
Short of the TCG, yes. The same, like, cadence. The same, here's your...
They even talked about Pokemon Sleep in that one?
No, they didn't talk about Sleep. But I hadn't seen anything about the Sleep yet. Everything else, like, it was all so similar. It was ridiculous. Carry on. But yeah, it was bad. Yeah. I got really confused when he was like, it's our 2-year anniversary. And I was like, bro, you just said 3 years. I heard you say 3 years. He's like,
I'm not crazy. I know I heard
it. What is happening? Yeah.
But then now, and funny because you were talking about this, been a long time coming, Pokemon Sleep. We finally got that. And I remember talking to someone about this, and they're just like, this just seems like so dumb. And I was like, honestly,
it
makes sense. If there was,
no, it doesn't.
No, to me it does. Cause think about it. If there's already like health and fitness apps that are tracking your sleep, like people choose to do that. People choose not to do that. Like if you're doing that, you're already kind of like mildly conscious of like your habits that are regarding it, right? So like what's the easiest way so people that don't care about that at all have like pretty much like zero regard to even like look at that in my mind. So like you either do it or you don't. How do you kind of like get more people into that threshold is like being able to pull them in with some sort of entertainment value, right? Because there's no easy way to do that. And what is like
some sort of gimmick,
right? And like what is one of the very few companies that is able to do that? That is Pokemon.
It's always Pokemon.
It's always Pokemon. And honestly, I do love the idea that you can track your sleep and you're able to see what style of Pokemon you sleep like. And like, obviously, I guess the more you sleep and the more data accrues, more Pokemon gather around this Snorlax. But the thing that bugs me the most about this is the accessory that comes with it. Not necessarily the accessory itself, but because...
It's not even the accessory that comes with it. It's an accessory for it.
An accessory for it. You're right. It's not even the accessory itself. It's the name that they gave it. The Pokeball Plus Plus.
It is so Nintendo. It is so Nintendo. I'm surprised they didn't name it the new Pokemon, Pokemon Plus, or whatever it was.
Like,
it's bad.
Yeah, like the Plus 2.0, like would have been just fine. No, you had to,
or like the Pokeball Plus,
right? But. Anyways, instead,
you gave it to your niece to name, and your name was like, let's put a plus on it. Thank God it wasn't a plus minus.
I mean, they already have those Pokemon. Shout out Gen 3. And then they ended the entire shebang with giving us some news on Scarlet and Violet, and we are getting a DLC called The Hidden Treasure of Area Zero. And so it's a 2-part DLC pack.
It's Sword and Shield 2.0.
It is a, it is a 2-part DLC pack, which would be the Teal Mask and the Indigo Disc. And we got to see 2 new Pokemon that will be eligible to be caught. I believe one of those, like, is an actual legendary, while the other might be like a pseudo legendary or just like a mythical Pokemon. Like, there's not a lot of information out on it right now. But with that in regards to it, so like, after, as soon as that happened, I bought the DLC, and you get a Hisuian Zoroark.
Really?
In Scarlet and Violet. You get a code to download it via Mystery Gift. And at the same time that that happened, there were two new raids that went live for new Paradox forms for Suicune and Virizion, known as Iron Leaf and Roaring Storm, is it?
Sure. I'll buy that.
Something like that. Either way, DLC's dropping in December of this year, or holiday season this year.
Is that the first one? I thought the first one's this summer?
Is it? Or is
the first one that late that late? I don't know.
I feel like when I was looking at it, we can, let's spot check real quick. Because I'm almost positive that it was saying that it wasn't until like late 2023 that this was all happening.
Till Mass Fall 2023. Oh, in Winter 2023 through the other one. Okay.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, so Winter 2023 and early year 2024 is probably when we'll get them.
Yeah.
No, they'll be on time.
And so...
So you're actually interested in this, though?
I mean, I am. Like, honestly, again, Scarlet and Violet is going to go down as one of the best Pokemon games ever made. And anything we can get more of that...
Really?
Anything we can get more of that, like, I want.
Are we getting... See, my thing is they haven't really told us anything, though, right? Like... Are we getting new areas? And are they substantial areas, or are they just like...
So what this makes me... What this makes me think, and for anyone that's played the game, you know, everyone's been speculating that blocked off area towards the northeast part of Paldea might be Kalos. It'll be whatever. Like, you can connect to it. Maybe that's where DLC leads. But obviously, like, with it being the hidden treasure of Area Zero, that leads us to believe that there's more to be discovered within that. So I'm wondering if it's a thing where wherever the machine that your dad slash mom made, or Arvin's dad slash mom made in Pokemon, opens up to a new area within there. Like, that would make sense to me. But at the same time, I think the opening video, like the video for it, it showed this port that's like in the middle of the ocean. So I'm wondering if it's something that's like off the coast somewhere.
Yep. That's the part two part, the Indigo Disc. See, this is my issue with them. So the first one, you go... Step out of Paldea on a cool trip to Kitakami. They'll meet new people and Pokemon while unraveling the mysteries behind the area's folktales. So that one seems like you're in a whole new area.
Mm-hmm.
Indigo Disc, you become an exchange student and visit Blueberry Academy. First off, Blueberry? You gotta name it Blueberry Academy. Most of the unusual school is located under the ocean, and its curriculum emphasizes Pokemon battling. Like, it's just Battle Tower. Mm-hmm. Which is cool, but it's not DLC. That's the game. I want to know more about it. Because right now it just seems lackluster. They're giving us titles, nothing else. So that was it? That was the entire Direct?
That was the entire Direct.
Or Presents?
Right. And obviously, like, they sprinkled stuff throughout the week later on, more of, like, additive to it, but nothing new or, like, groundbreaking in all this, more or less.
Nothing substantive? Yeah. Yeah, it was pretty boring. I was a little upset. I mean, I am always upset with these. I say that every single time, but, like, again, this could have been a tweet.
So,
Should have been a treat.
I'm going to ask you this question again because I asked you this last time.
Probably.
And do you think they should have waited a year on Scarlet and Violet?
Yeah.
Especially considering...
I think they should have... I think they should have pushed Arceus to that slot, time slot, and released Scarlet and Violet this year.
Mm-hmm.
And they shouldn't have announced it last year, year before.
Mm-hmm. Which, again, is crazy to me, because Game Freak worked on Arceus, and they worked on Scarlet and Violet. And, I don't. Again, we talked about this when they announced it last year. Arceus really didn't get its due diligence in terms of, like, they had essentially 9 months. 9 months to really let people play, enjoy, and then, like, get off of it before the new game dropped. Which is asinine.
And can't, like, and in Pokemon, like, ways, it's cannibalizing.
Oh, yeah.
Because Pokemon will sell forever. Yes. I mean, I'm sure it's still selling like hotcakes because everybody loved it, but it's not the center of anybody's attention. And I guess I can kind of see that because it didn't have any online features. And that's now what Pokemon pretty much is. If it's not online, nobody cares.
Mm-hmm.
But it was such, like, I think Scarlet and Violet would have been so much better. Push it back a year. But now my question is, if we're not getting a Pokemon game this year, we expect one next year, though, right?
Oh, absolutely.
So we expect a new Pokemon game next year. Is it going to be on the current Switch or the next iteration of Nintendo's console?
I think we still get a game on this current Switch. I think the next game that they're giving us isn't going to be something that is building upon this current game, Scarlet and Violet, because it's the second really like open world concept or open room concept we're getting for Pokemon. I think we're getting one of those alt or like remake games that'll more or less bring up an old game, and then the next one is the one that's going to be built for the new Switch.
So you don't think we'll get a new game for 2 years?
Mm-mm.
That's I was thinking while you were talking about the same thing. Like, it's going to be the dead time for Pokemon. Because they got to build up this new anime.
Mm-hmm.
So they got to focus on that. Which, I mean, they're not focusing on what they are. Because usually... Is it the anime that leads or the game?
It's usually the game. So it's weird because I always feel like they always like manage to time them fairly closely. So it always kind of blurs. But I always feel like they've given us the anime and then they're like, oh, yeah, by the way, here's a game kind of thing.
She always felt like the other way around, so they didn't spoil the Pokemon. We're both right. Neither one of them. You can't find out the answer. Nobody can figure it out.
No, you can't.
Pokemon. No, But I feel like they've got to build this new anime up, and they're doing so many weird projects with Netflix and stuff. Like, that was strange.
Oh yeah, that's the other thing. The stop motion, the Pokemon concierge. That's like the stop motion.
Yeah, that was weird.
I mean,
and like,
it's interesting. Like, someone's going to watch that.
And like the way she presented it, like, I thought she said the last living person on this island with Pokemon. And I was like, damn, she killed everybody else.
I was just like, are Pokemon out here just like that? Merkin humans?
Right. I was like, damn, that's what it sounded like to me. Like, it was weird thing. But yeah, she just goes on Pokemon, I guess. I don't know. They got so many weird projects. I don't think we get anything great game wise. I wouldn't be surprised if instead of even getting a remake, we got like a mystery dungeon.
Finally get Detective Pikachu.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, we get one of those years of just like trash where it's like Pokemon Rumble and Pokemon Cafe and like all those alt games that some people play enough to get them to justify it, but not enough to draw attention.
Mm-hmm.
Like that's the kind of time period we're entering in Pokemon right now.
Oh, absolutely.
That's my hunch.
Yeah. But before we hop off this, around this time, I also found something super interesting. Actually, I'm gonna send this to you really quick, Greg. And I should have sent the link to it earlier, but I need you to see this because I love it, and I spent literally a majority of my weekend trying to figure this out. So there was, I think it was a TikTok that I saw where someone was talking about like figuring out your favorite Pokemon, right? Because we all have it.
Yeah.
And a lot of times it usually changes here and there, where I found a site that lets you decide once and for all who your favorite Pokemon is. And it like breaks it down by type, by generation, and it is very thorough. Very thorough, and I absolutely love it.
So is this yours?
That is mine. Hold on, let me see if I can.
So your
favorite Pokemon, Lucario. Let me see if I can.
Oh, I got you. I got you. Bottom right, favorite.
Mm-hmm. There is...
Favorite legendary is Mewtwo. Or no, favorite legendary is that one bird.
Lugia.
Oh, the top row is Gen 1. I'm tracking now.
Yeah, so the rows are the generations, and then obviously the columns are the types.
I don't even know that many Pokemon.
Oh yeah, it was a struggle to try and get through all of that. I'm sitting here, I was like, don't get me wrong, Gen 7 was cool, but it was mostly just gimmick and form changes. Like it was Mega Evolution. It's just like, what do you want me to say?
Mega Evolution and just dumb ideas. Like the fact that your favorite Pokemon from that generation is Ghost type Cyndaquil.
That's Gen 8, because that was.
Still, why is Cyndaquil?
Typhlosion, the Ghost type Typhlosion, because that's fucking sick. That's why.
But isn't he like a Gen 4 Pokemon or something?
It's his regional form.
Oh, whatever. They're cool list.
So, I just sent you the link. You'll have to do it, and you'll have to report back with that.
I will have to.
But, yeah. I mean, outside of that, I think... Did you want to talk about PlayStation and LeBron James?
LeBron James. I would. Here we go. Honestly, my mouse is acting up, so it's great.
Honestly, LeBron James has been on a tear because he's also doing a collab with Nike for Liverpool's shoes and stuff like that and jackets. So he's LeBron doing LeBron things, even though he's not playing.
Let's talk about that in a minute. Let's talk about Budokai first.
Okay.
Educate me on these ways.
Greg, hold on. I have to get real close to the mic because when I tell you, nothing brought me more joy than on a random Sunday or Saturday. I think it was Sunday. Getting a text from my friend saying, "You're not gonna believe this. They just tweeted about Budokai Tenkaichi 4." I cannot think of anything that has brought me organically more joy in my life. than a game that has not been around for 15 years coming back.
This is just one of those games that were like, it's just fighting, right?
Yes, this was the blueprint. Before Naruto Ultimate Ninja Storm, this was the blueprint.
Like, yeah, just the, like,
this was the game. And the best part is, this, it wasn't like it was leaked. Honestly, I don't think anyone knew about this yet, the people that are actually working on it. And that is the best part. Because honestly, like, how often does that happen?
They didn't know that it was getting released?
Like, because think of GTA, where you're getting people that are, like, hacking, releasing, like, demos, slices of it, some semblance of information, like, that is out into the world. So people know, like, something's there. Like, whether it's confirmed or not, something's there. This feels like it just came out of left field. No one saw it coming. And that's the best
part. I mean,
like, people can say, yeah, like,
but that's that.
People can, like, speculate, right? But 98% of the people on the internet yesterday were just like, this is amazing. Like, no one knew it was coming. Now, the clip that they showed was, in particular, the close-up that you'll see in the screenshots you'll see is Goku transforming from base form into Super Saiyan Blue. And then it kind of cuts and it's like Budokai, like Dragon Ball Z, Budokai Tenkaichi or whatever. And it just got me thinking. Sorry, what were you saying?
They gave a teaser trailer announcement.
Yes.
Like, this was like Sonic 4 when Sonic ran through nothing and they're like, 4. See, it's Sonic 4. That's the game that just released this last November, right?
Frontiers.
Sonic Trash.
It's actually a really fun game. You should play it. Or one of your kids should play and report back. But listen, so it got me thinking again, because this is in stark contrast to the Naruto Ultimate Ninja Storm Chronicles or whatever the hell's going on with that, because that just looks like hot garbage and I don't want to touch it with a 10-foot pole. But this, again, OG Blueprint, what if they give this, and this is me just kind of like thinking out loud, getting wild with it. What if they give this the Smash Ultimate treatment, where they just like, whoever, anyone, everyone in this game, because I'm already buying this. I would for sure get a deluxe edition if that were the case.
This game is going to be a solid 6.
And everyone's going to love
just it. Solid. It is good. Yes. It is going to be that game that is just trash. It's not that good. But because it's a Dragon Ball Z fighting game, it's going to win.
Now,
like, Dragon Ball Z is one of the few animes where you can drop the shittiest game, just absolute hot garbage, and people are like, yo, this game is fire, because you can fight as Goku against Vegeta or whatever. Like,
so,
but any other anime game drops like that, gets dunked on.
Here's the thing. I'm going to push back on that. So, off instinct, I'm going to agree, and I'll say, yeah, you're right. I'm going to push back on that, because before, we really only had Budokai Tenkaichi was mostly like PS2, maybe a little bit of it bled into the PS3 era, where they're just like, you can have backwards compatibility, but you have to have a second paycheck. But like, that's really all they had to go on. Like, those were the games. Now they've branched out from that. They've done stuff like Kakarot, Fighters, Xenoverse 1 and 2. So they have like these other games that are pretty well built and do have some, like, some have more intriguing storylines than others, and some have better fighting mechanics than the other games as well. And with all of that knowledge, I feel like culminates into like being poured back into Budokai Tenkaichi, which really is where a lot of it all started. I think we really will get a game that's going to be at least an 8. At least an 8.
See, you say that, but like, I look at all the Dragon Ball Z games that have launched on the PlayStation 4. And short of the one and two, what, Xenoverse, none of them are the same. Every single one of them is different. Like, they don't ever actually learn from what happened before. So, and none of them have the same mechanics. None of them have the same gameplay style. None of them have, nothing is the same amongst these games. And mm-hmm. none of them are great, but all of them are loved.
I would argue that this is very much like a math problem. How I consider they give you all other math classes to understand calculus. Tenkaichi is calculus. Everything else has shit all else to do, but to help this make sense.
Yeah, I skipped the Tenkaichi class. I don't want any of that. I don't want to take Budokai my senior year.
Listen, and
good.
And honestly, if they are able to, like, I just think, again, if they could, like, dump every single character that's in there, bring back a lot of the fan favorites, me in particular, I loved playing as Future Gohan in, like, Budokai Tenkaichi 2 and 3, which he wasn't the most powerful, but just beating people around with one arm was fantastic to me. And I just, being able to have some of those fan favorites come back, and even some that are now created within the universe, because, like, obviously we have Dragon Ball Super and some of their characters from other universes. You also have Super Heroes, the YouTube shorts, where it's just like all these alt timelines happening, and you have Super Saiyan 4 Gogeta that's fighting. Like,
hold on, are you telling? I didn't know about this. You're telling me that Dragon Ball Z has gone full Kingdom Hearts?
Yes, it legitimately okay. has.
Okay, cool. Game's gonna be trash.
Oh, it's gonna be so fantastic.
Your X-Bone's gonna break.
It's gonna be. Listen, I think I saw the funniest tweet, because someone said, these new PS5 controllers are going to explode whenever someone wins a Kai battle. And I have to agree, like, these joysticks are not ready for what's about to happen. There is a litmus test that all PS2 controllers and Xbox 360 controllers had to go through. And that was the spin test for joysticks.
What's sad is these controllers are about to be the most orange and white controllers ever. All of them Dorito fingers all over these damn controllers all across the nation. It's going to be a pandemic.
Yeah, I'm not. If I'm playing over at someone's house, I'm bringing my own controller. That's all I'm going to say.
Yep. 100%. Get your damn Cheeto fingers off my sticks. Get out of here. Well, I'm glad for you, Matt. I'm glad you're looking forward to this. I never got to these games. I don't understand fighting games. I really don't understand when the 3D. I sure as hell don't understand where the 3D can freaking fly, so I'm out. Sounding like an old man. I love it. LeBron James, I guess he's collaborating with PlayStation, and they're making accessories. It looks like PlayStation covers and controllers. Maybe I don't understand this because I don't follow LeBron James.
Mm-hmm.
Short of the crowns, which could be argued they can be anything, just doesn't scream LeBron James to me.
I mean,
like, this, who's the JoJo? Is that her name? The chick who did all the fluorescent flare and was a little kid with a ponytail. You know what I'm talking about?
Yeah. JoJo Siwa?
Yes.
Yeah.
This could be a JoJo Siwa controller, as far as I'm concerned.
Oh, man. I don't know. Whenever it comes to stuff like this, especially high-profile celeb collabs, I'm always in favor of just kind of, like, let them do whatever they want for the collab and kind of design how they work. Obviously, like, with some guidance from some of the air quote experts for whoever they're working with. I'm not saying that makes me want to buy them anymore. I'm just saying let them do it, right? So in terms of like, does this really symbolize him? I mean, it depends on what he's going for. Is he doing this because it wants him to be remembered, like, oh, this is like LeBron's thing? I mean, maybe. But that's for, like we say all the time, it's for someone, definitely not for us.
Across the touchpad, it says, nothing is given, everything is earned.
Oh, yeah, it's the new Nike commercial.
PlayStation. Like, chosen ones build, uplift, empower, I promise. JoJo Siwa.
This is being sold to the public, right?
This is on the controller.
This is being sold to the public.
Yeah.
It's not like being gifted to his I Promise school. Because that's like...
will be available as a limited release in select countries globally.
Okay. Because it would make sense to me, because his school, I believe, is kind of like the I Promise school or something like that, if I'm remembering that correctly. So if it was something where it's like, oh, he has these like custom-made for kids at PS5s in his school, like, cool, that makes sense to me. If there's some sort of nod or tie into that, that makes sense. But outside of that, I was just like, okay, what?
No.
Yeah, I'm kind of like
you. The design of the controller is, it was due at 12 o'clock. He started at 11:54. Like, he had four colors on hand. He was like, bet, let's go. I got this. Drew some crappy crowns. Asked somebody what the buttons were on the PlayStation controller real quick. I mean, he probably knows. He plays in 2K. His kids do, I'm sure. And then, like, yeah, cool. Call it a day. It's not LeBron. I don't know what LeBron would be, but this doesn't scream LeBron James to me at all. I wish Caleb was here to crap all over it. You know he would. Yeah. Or he'd be in love with it. Like, it'd be the hottest thing to him.
Well, here's the thing. Like, especially like all of us on this podcast, like all four of us, do any of us even really mess with like skins for anything, for controllers, for base consoles? We don't, unless they come like that. And you, like, I know Caleb's bought the Spider-Man edition PS4. Was it you or him that got like the Gears of War Xbox 360?
Him. Was it him or not the Xbox? No. I don't know, maybe.
And
but I know I had one of those at one point, but I've gone through so many of them. Like, I don't
care. Yeah. Unless we buy them like that, we don't bother with them. So, like, for us, maybe we're not the right people to be. Like, it's not for us. Like, borderline.
And, like, it's all. Yeah. A lot of these limited editions, like, they have, to me, they've got to mean something to me. Like, LeBron James don't mean shit to me.
Mm-hmm.
Sorry for you. I'm not a fan of basketball.
Right.
Not my thing.
Like, honestly, so, yeah, it has to intersect in a really, really interesting way for me to be like, oh, I wanna buy this and use it. Like, honestly,
yeah.
One of my favorite like athletes legitimately of all time, Lionel Messi. Like, I'm sure he's done, like, if he were to come out with a skin or like an attachment for the PlayStation, I would not buy it. Because I generally just do not buy stuff like that. Like, it'd have to be like a really compelling like look,
yeah,
with more of like an interesting story for me to be like, okay, like, I'll get that. Other people, more so people that buy into the cosmetics and the VC side of gaming, are more likely to get it than we are.
So, you know Spencer?
Yeah. Rich Homie Spencer.
Rich Homie Spencer?
Vita.
I'm pretty sure Rich Homie Spencer has, like, every edition of Atlas handheld released. It's, like, the Persona one for Vita, all of the Persona ones for the DSs. Like, love the dude. Rich Homie Spencer. Shout out to Homie. Good luck. We'll get your job, man. I know you're hunting Rich Homie Spencer. Anyway. Yeah, no, it's like, people, I don't get it. I'm right there with you. That's not my thing. it's got to be real appealing and really mean something. Now, like, if this was a limited edition Nintendo Switch Breath of the Wild 2 version or whatever you want to call it, cool, yeah. I'm in there, like, somewhere. I'm getting in on it. But if it was Tom Brady, one of my favorite athletes, no.
Mm-hmm.
I don't want TB12 on my PS5. Yeah, I heard that trash.
Nope.
I care about you. You're retired. You don't mean nothing to me anymore.
Oh, I love it.
Anyways, guys, this is the show. We did it. We made it to an end. I don't know if it's the end, but it's definitely going to be an end. For Matt, for Caleb and Ash, who aren't here and are one day going to show up and may or may not have their voice, we love you guys. We appreciate y'all listening. Hope you enjoyed it. Hope to catch you next week. Although it's probably going to be a bye week show, it seems like, right now. So see you in a couple. Later, guys.